Parshas Lech Lecha, we're starting the process of the Nisyonis, the Asar Nisyonis and Asnas Avram Avinu. The emphasis is that the Erst Nisyon was already mentioned in the previous Parsha, Ur Kastin. According to most of the Mefarshim in the Mishnah and Ovis, where it says Asar Nisyonis and Asnas Avram Avinu, and there's a Machlekes and the Cheshbon what the ten are, although Akeid is pretty much near the end, some say Kvur Asara, but at the beginning is the Ur Kastin. The Svarim explain, you know, the Asar Nisyonis are connected, the Asar Mamoris Shanivra Oilam. But the Gemara says, Bereshis Nami Maimar. The Pshat is because besides the nine other Mamoris, this Bereshis Nami Maimar. Yesh Me'ayin. Ur Kastin is Mamish at the beginning is the Yesh Me'ayin. We know the Bereshis Oilam, it says, Eila Tol the Shemayim Vehaaretz Bihi Barom. Bihi Barom, already then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was waiting for the Oisius, Bihi Barom is Avraham. And that was the first time when Avraham becomes Bechlal Mitzis. Then he has the other nine Nisyonis. Similarly, the Aseres HaDibris, the Anoichi, Scholot from the other nine. It's the Mamish, the Scholot, the Yesh Me'ayim, the Orkastin, the Asher Hoitzei Sichem Orkastin is the start of that process. And then we enter into the other Nisyonis that we're able to bring. In the Or Gedalyo, he brings, fascinating, the Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Achois Lanu Ketano, Mishadayin Ein Lo. So the Medrash says, Hu Avraham Avinu. He's a chois lanu ketana. He's being oimed in a siyonos. Ma nasa la chosenu b'yoyim shiyadubar pav. Avraham Avinu doesn't have any background. He comes from Terach. He doesn't have the background of already from before with a busis. And nevertheless, there was a dilemma there. And he says, it's a beautiful stickle there in the Or Gedalyo. He talks about that this was Avraham Avinu's make it or break it chance. Ma nasa la chosenu b'yoyim shiyadubar pav. That was the day. And he had a chance. He had an option. Im choymahi, the Medrash continues, nivna leh tiros kesef. Then the Ebrister says, nivna leh tiros kesef, you're going to jump into a kastam, I'm going to get a klal Yisrael for you. Im delasi, Avraham Avinu had bechira. If you're going to be dal and you're going to let it fall through, so, luach orez, it's going to be mistashtesh k'may orez, that it's going to just fall apart. So he says, every year when he goes through his asar nisyonis, by that first nisyon, that's also his option of make it or break it. He adds, the Pasuk says in Kehelas, Al toyrim ahayu shayom rishayim hayu toyvim mi'eyle. Ki loy mechach mosha'al talze. So he says a fascinating pshat. He says, people think that Amol, I had more motivation, more koiches, more, I don't know, it's not like it used to be. It's not, the system's not working like it used to be. So he says, you think, he types us up, it's B'derek Drash, Ki loy mechach ma, it's not because you used to be smarter, rather, sha'al talze. Even then, the chokhma that you have was only lent to you. You didn't use it. Kiloy, it's not the pasuk shan, it's the pasuk, right? Sha'alta means you're not asking from chokhma. He said, no. Kiloy me chokhma, it's not like then it was your chokhma. Sha'alta alze, it was lent to you and that was your chance. And everyone has to know to rise to that chance. When it says on Avraham Avinu, v'shadayin ein lo, it's describing that it's like the young girl that's not developed yet. But as Vasemis writes, the shame shakai, shin dalet yud. We have Shakai by Milo, by the Bris Mila. Anikel Shakai is Halech Lefane, the Heitomim. And the Torah represents the Bris of Torah is also Shakai. Twice Shakai, Shakai is with a Dalet, not with a Kuf. Shakai. Shodayim. Avraham Avinu is Shodayim Eilo. By this Nisoyin of us, of the Orkastim especially, he doesn't have Bris Mila, he doesn't have Torah, he doesn't have those two Shakais. He's Shodayim Eilo, Eret Garnished. But he rose to the challenge and said, Ani Choyma. There's a beautiful story with the Yeshuas Yankiv. He once said, Shir, a Gevaldik, a Lomdish Shir with Pupulim, with Rambam. And someone came to me after and says, Rebbe Tayyar, the Shir was Gevaldik. I understood the Shir. He says, well, I'm an Apikiris. I'm not minding the Beshef of Bechalal. It was nice intellectual
stimulation.
Yeah, intellectual stimulation. We spoke about stimulation before. Right. Yeah.
Amen.
Intellectual stimulation, but it's. So the Yeshua Yaakov grabbed him. He said, bring a Rambam. He brings the Rambam model. There's the Rambam state that there's a Bashefer. Derive it, doesn't argue. The Lechem Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah, the Marikurkas, no one argues. Allah's arguing as a Dorah Bashefer. How could you hold that? Yeah, that's the Yeshua Yaakov. We have a Rambam. Avraham Avinu didn't. He's the first. Achois Lonu Ketane Veshadayim Eimla. He's the one that rose to that challenge. Maholi and Parshas Lech Lecha, the emissary, someone told me a maisa, there was two mishpachas, two brothers, they both have these like old station wagons from the 1980s, or now you can even say from 27, it's still also not such a gewaldic, but they were both traveling, they were in the Negev, they're coming, there was a big Yeruah Chol HaMoed in Tveria, and they got stuck in the desert, and they saw there's no more gas, and there's two kilometers to the closest gas station. Come, they gave it eight, so someone went by foot, brought two buckets, and they gave a little delic, and they finally made it to the gas station, and then they filled up. One of the mishpachas got all excited. Baruch Hashem, they were nervous that it's not going to work out. They ran outside. They started dancing around the car. They stayed there the whole day. Mamish b'simcha. They got delic for the car. So the other brother said, that wasn't the point. The point for loading up on the gas was to get now to the trip. What are you blabbing about dancing around? Elul and Tishrei, we're loading up. We're filling up the tank. Oh, but then it comes the cheshvin afterwards. People think Shana Rebbe, cheshvin. No, now they don't stand dancing around Simchas Torah, blab, and they delayed the topic. Now starts your lech lecha, not noyach. Now starts the lech lecha. You have to go on the way. Don't lose out on that. The beginning of the parsha says lech lecha, but if you look at the end of the nesiyonis of Avraham Avinu, the next week's parsha by the Akedah, it's a fascinating thing. People aren't oimen on it. Vayomer Hashem kachno es bincha v'lech lecha el eretz hamoriyah. The Medrash, the Emes, compares, contrasts the two nesiyonis. The Nesoyin of Lech Lecha and the Nesoyin of Lech Lecha. I mean, we call it Lech Lecha. Lech Lecha is Gematria 100. And Avad Avraham Avinu got 100 on the test. But there's two different Lechas. The Lech Lecha of Akedah was a one-time thing. He had the Shecht Yitzchak. That's a powerful, intense moment. And you make it or break it. The Lech Lecha over here, the Medrash says, is even more powerful because it's the Tog Teglech Lech Lecha. It's the Lech Lecha of the trials and tribulations of Tog Teglech every single day. It's a lot harder to go through the nesyonis of every single day. And Avraham Avinu was oimen in both nesyonis. That's why it says later in Parshas Chayisara, Vashem Beirach es Avraham Bakoil, Beis Chof Lamed. He withstood both tests. Also the 100-meter dash, and also the marathon. It's two different things. For one, you have to do that one spurt. It has it at the end of the parasha. It's a Marid Gazach, the Loshen at the end of the Haftorah. At the end of the Haftorah, it says, V'koy v'yashem yachlifu koyach, yal kanasharin, yorutsu v'lo yigo, yelchu v'lo yiofu. Yorutsu, they're going to run and not get tired out. They're also going to go and not get tired out. If you already said they're going to run and not get tired out, what's the catch? The Terence is, like I said, there's the 100-meter dash. And then there's the marathon. It's two different things. You could know how to do that quick run and not get tired, but you don't know how to do the long, long haul.
Stamina.
What?
Stamina.
Installation, what are you saying?
Stamina.
The emes is, it's yidua, that for the 100-meter dash, for many years, no one did it in less than 10 seconds. And it was a machsom. There was a mental, psychological block. No one could do it in less than 10 seconds. And then someone in the 60s, 70s, if someone did it less than 10 seconds, all of a sudden dozens of people broke the record. 9.8, 9.82, but they broke. Because once you teach someone, you can do it! Azoy, the oil thinks. And recently, a few weeks ago, someone broke the 2-hour marathon. It didn't count because he wasn't competing against somebody. But the point is, you see, you can do it. You can do it. That's the Lech Lecha, the different kinds of Lech Lecha. The Rambam says in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, he's talking about Avraham Avinu and the process of how the Doyrus went until Avraham Avinu. And the Rambam writes, Kivan Shenigmal Eison Zer, that's Avraham Avinu, Hischel Shoytet Bedapte Hu Koton. And the Rambam writes that when he was 48, he was Hikar Esboyri. Then Arboy Shmoy Neshon Hikar Avraham Esboyri. The writer argues, he says, Omer Avraham, Yesha Godesh Huaya Ben Sholosh. Shenemar Ekev Asher Shom Avraham Mekoyli, Ekev is 172. Avraham Avinu, we know the Pasuk says, lived 175 years, and Ekev of them, 172 of them, he was Shom Abakoyli, so he was already Hikar Bayre at 3. Azoy Frekta Raivid. It's a Machlaikis Bebis in the Medrash of Yechon Rish Lakish. Was Avraham Avinu Hikar as Bayre at 3 or at 48? The Ali Shur suggests a Mabaldika approach to this Machlaikis Rambam and Raivid. Yediya and Hakara, it's a concept that other the Bali Musa talk about, also Leib Eliyahu, come on, every shtickle talks about it. Yoda es Boiroi was at 3. Rabbi Hikir Beliboy, that was at 48. And the Merchak between Yediya and Yediya is not less then the merchak, or maybe less than the merchak from Yediyah to Hakara Belev. Hakara Belev is a bazunda redarman. Now, Avraham Avinu, we mentioned last week already, got a Masoira. He saw Noach. Avraham Avinu, do we have that right? Yeah. Noach didn't see Adam. Adam saw Lemech, and Lemech gave over the Masoira to Noach. Avraham saw Noach. He was actually 58. He was Ben Noach. Avraham Avinu. There's a shaila whether Avraham Avinu has a din of a Ben Noach or the Yisrael.
Parshas Drochim.
The Parshas Drochim, who we, every week, now in the parashas we're going to go through, it says in the beginning, it says Avraham Avinu was Tchilu Legerim, because he was the one that started, but he was really a Ben Noach. Shem also, Shem was a Ben Noach. Shem, I mean, we might have din of Kahuna, we're going to see later, but he was a Ben Noach. He wasn't. Now, Avraham Avinu was Yodas Boiroi at age 3. He was Hikaret Boiroi at age 48. And there's nothing about it in the Torah. We start his story at 75, Lech Lecha. There was already something at 70, Tosis and Shabbos and Brachas. Ein Muktam Amokra B'Torah. But there's nothing about age 16, 48, 52, 69. What's going on? He's already in the pension, yeah? The Pshat is because what Avraham Avinu did until age 75... was Hikaris Boiroi, Yodas Boiroi, Nefesh Asherasu B'charon. Wow! But Lech Lecha was going against the Seichel of what he understood. Until then, he was going with his Havana Sichli. And that's not a that there's no coverage about. Or Kastam, a quick mention. Yesh Me'ayim. But Lech Lecha starts the process of the Rebbeinu Shlomo is telling him against what he thought was going to be. Then, as you know, the Gemara says in Chagigah Daf Gimel, Avraham Avinu Tchilu Legerim. The Gemara brings a pasuk. Ma Yofu Pamayich Ba Naolim Bas Nodiv Bitoi Shal Avraham Avinu Shehoye Tchilu Legerim. What does it mean Tchilu Legerim? Tosfos says he was the first one. Shen Stave Al Hamilo. I want to be medayik. Avraham Avinu. The Gemara says in Yimadav Chafches and Kedushin Daf Pebeis and there's a precious drachim about it. Was Mekayim Kol Torah Kula Koydim Shenitne. The Emes says if he was Mekayim Kol Torah Kula Koydim Shenitne, why wasn't he mal himself? That's a big kasha. The Marsha asked the kasha. Other Achronim. We'll see about that soon. But the Diyak of Lashon HaTosfos, Avraham Avinu was Tchilo Legerim because he was Nitzav Al Hamila Rishon. He was the first one that was Nitzav. Then Mrs. Turi Yavin in Chagiga says, you know what it means, Avraham Avinu Tchilo Legerim? Avraham Avinu was Mekayim Kol Torah Kula, Proshes Racham style. He kept all the Torah. The Meshech Chochma over here says a different type. He says, Avraham Avinu Tchilo Legerim means he was the first one that paved the way through Asara Nesiyonis. Everyone has Asara Nesiyonis. Some people think they have more. And someone that thinks he doesn't really is having a Nesiyon. But the Asara Nesiyonis, Avraham Avinu was the first one that had a Nesiyonis. But fascinating, the Sfasemes in Chagiga. Not in Chumash, the Sfasemes in Chagiga Dav Gimel. He says, what I find is the most posh shot in that Gemara. The Gemara there is talking about Oilu Regal. And the Gemara is saying when people are Oilu Regal, it says, Mayofu Pama Oyich Bana Olim Basnodiv. And it contrasts and compares to the to the Oile Regal, says the Sfasemes, Avraham Avinu was the first one that did Lech Lecha. He was Tchila Legerim. A Gerim means someone that's not in his own place. Ger, V'toyshev Anoichim Echem, Ger. Avraham Avinu was the first Ger. He went away and didn't find himself. Similarly, the Oile Regal, not everyone has an apartment in Mamila. Some people come Oile Regal, and they don't have their place. They don't have their place. So Avraham Avinu Tchila Legerim Bas Nodiv Bidish Avraham Avinu, that was the first one that was a ger b'mokan shaloi loy lechteich achrei b'midbar. I think it's a beautiful pashut pshat. Anyways, Avraham Avinu was going, and then there's a rav, and he has to go down to Mitzrayim. Baya, and he tells Sara, hinei no yodati ki ishi yifas marot. Rashi brings either he knew that she was yofi, but he realized now it's a problem, they have to deal with it. But pashut pshat Rashi brings also. Oz lo yoda mitnei tzniyas shevishneim. Avraham Avinu wasn't aware of her yoifi. Now he became aware of it. Frek the Marsha in Baba Basra Daf Tezayin. We know that the Gemara says in Yuma Daf Chof Ches Avraham Avinu kaim kol terukula afilu erev tafshilin, which is a derabbanon. The Gemara says in Kiddushin Daf Mem Aleph osel lo adam shikadosh es isha achirena. So how could it be that Avraham Avinu never knew that his wife was yofeh? He had to have looked at her at least once before.
Forgot.
What? He forgot since then. Okay, he forgot. There is a pshat that he knew that he doesn't have to look because in his darga he's never going to look anyway. The Gemara says you might come to problems afterwards. He knew there wasn't going to be problems afterwards. But wait. Kaim kol terukula. Alzeh anu donim. Kaim kol terukula. father. L'may said there are many trutzim, there are toiv trutzim to this kasha. M'chal pochis toiv, gematria, 17. The Marsha himself says a fascinating terrorist. The Marsha says this in Baba Vashem Tezayin as well as in Yevamos Daf Kuf, and the precious Drachim goes with this gang a little bit. When did Avraham Avinu start keeping all the mitzvahs? At which age? 3, 48, 72? When he started doing Kippur Smila. It's a machlokes, there are makaris now like this. But the Marsha goes that Avraham Avinu started keeping the mitzvahs after his mal. His halich lefonai, the heye tomin. That's when he started keeping the mitzvahs. And for the record, that's one of the truths and why he didn't do Mila until then, and because until he was nitzdava. Because the process of him keeping the mitzvahs was only after he was nitzdava. And when he married Sarah, that was before. And that's why he didn't look before at Sarah. Another Torah says that the Ovis, the Ramban says, the Parshas Tovos only kept the mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael. When he married Sarah, wasn't.
The Ramban
by Yaakov Avinu, Avada says that in Chutz Lareth, that's why he was able to marry Beis Achayos. The Ramban says, there's many tefillin to that also, separate, but I hope you still be here by Tovus.
I'll be here.
So Avram, when he married Sarah, was in Chutz Lareth, so he didn't have to look. I once sort of shot like this. We said Avram Avinu was Yoda at age 3, but he hikir at age 48. Yeah, so he was Yoda that she was Yofer, but he was Makir Bar, because he realized there's a problem. There's even a very interesting shot based on the grub. Having Avraham Avinu suddenly noticed she was Yofer, he hasn't noticed it until now. There's a medrash that he saw her reflection in the water. It was an accident, they were walking by a pool of water, he saw it in the water. So I heard a murder the Kataych. Avraham Avinu looked before he married her, and he knew that she was Yofer. But we know the Gemara says in the Gila, there's a musik, Esther Yerak Rakas Hoysa. There's a musik that sometimes the yoifi, it's mamish yoifi, panini, chitzani, everything, but it's because of chutzal chesed. It's not be'emes be'emes, it's chutzal chesed. Avraham Avinu had a tzad that maybe the yoifi of Sarah is chutzal chesed. Two rules about chutzal chesed the yoifi. One is, if the yoifi is not be'etzed, it's only chutzal chesed. So if you're going down to Mitzrayim and the yoifi is a cause of problem, so it won't be. It's not there be'etzed. It's there for the chutzal chesed. It's not going to backfire on you going down to Mitzrayim, so it shouldn't be a problem. And Avram thought it wouldn't be a problem. But here's the second rule about yoifi of chutzal chesed. You don't see it in a reflection. It's only on the parts of. When he saw that Sarah was yofa in the reflection of the water, she had emesi yoifi, not chutzal chesed. Now we have a problem when she's going to go down to Mitzrayim. Azoi, kemezogin
afshat. How is he allowed to go to Mitzrayim?
What?
How is he allowed to go to Mitzrayim?
What? I'll switch then. Kain called Terukula. No, this is way after. He already came there to Israel. They were starving. Bikuach Nefesh. Bikuach Nefesh. Bikuach Nefesh. There was Tzena. You know what's Tzena? 1950s. The Ramban says Chotem. There's a Shver Ramban here. The Ramban says Chotem. But also, he could have went to America. Now, Avraham Avinu tells Sarah. Yeah, but you could say that about every mitzvah. Every mitzvah, you could say the time of the mitzvah doesn't apply yet. He ate matzah on Pesach. There was no Yitzhak Mitzrayim yet, but he ate matzah. So you tell me he doesn't have the Yisrael going to Mitzrayim, Shemen, the Harbor Sus, because of
the... Why don't you just go with the Ramban Maestro of a similar bonim? Why don't you just go with the Ramban Maestro of a similar bonim? Go with that Mahalach and the Ramban.
We do all the Mahalachim together. There's a Halach in Chosh Mishpat, the Torah brings in Simen Reish Memtes. Midas Chasidus, Shaloi Lekabu Matono, Kiyum Leftoich Bashem, Shanem Arsoinei Matonas Yichye. There's another gear, so Shaynei Matonas Yichye, is under his upper. The Torah says, Soinei Matonas Yichye, Frek the Drisha, I'm speaking out Allah in the Torah. Frek the Drisha, it's very interesting. Avraham Avinu takes presents from Pare. Avraham hated Bavura. He even said, B'choysa Nafshi B'glolich, can you imagine? He says, yeah, let Pare take you, say you're my sister, we'll make money on it. It's a Gefer al Chazach. And also, what's with Soinei Matonas Yichye? Also later by Sdoim? I don't want not Michut Vatzreich now. Next week's parsha, there's another story of Avimelech, if you're keeping track of all the stories. Nachum only takes money. What's the consistency in this system? Bichlal, and specifically Legavi, the concept of Sdoim Matanas Yichas of the Drisha. From Sdoim he didn't want to take, because Sdoim was a Rosh, and Sdoim was going to say that it's his cause. But he says, by power, he says a very interesting pshat. He says, when Avram came down to Mitzrayim, see this backfired on him. He didn't realize that power is going to want. He figured, coming down, he's saying it's a sister, eligible sister, and there's a lot of Sarah ministers, he thought they're going to be for the Rav, they're going to be there for a few weeks in Mitzrayim until they go back to Eretz Yisrael. He says, meanwhile, all the different ministers in the government are going to bid, they're going to start handling Masu Matam, I'm going to give more. Each one is going to hike up the bidding process. In the interim, they're going to get money. Plus, no one's going to touch Sarah because everyone's waiting to see who's going to make the first move. That's why he did it. That's why he's up to Drisha. This is a Drisha in Torah. Grant didn't work out because Pari himself said he's taking it. But the Etzem, that was his plan. By Himelech, he has a different mahalik, but that's ready for next week's parasha. Hashem tells Avram, "Kum es halich ba'aretz la'arka ul'rochba." The pastors Avram Avinu was being koine Eretz Yisrael, koine with kinyan chazaka. Used to belong to the Shiva Amamin. That must have been Eser Amamin, Keni Kniz and Kadmoni Amamoy Vedoy. That's not the Shiva Tachtoinim. That's the Keneged Chabad.
That's Keneged the Moichin.
The Moichin Avad. That's Lasad Lavi. We're going to have all 10.
Isn't there 10 sons of Canaan?
No, there's 11 sons of Canaan, and it's a problem because this you have to work out the pesukim. It's not so pashut, but. The pastors he was doing in Kenyan. So the Prussians Drachim, in his lengthy discourse over here of whether Avraham Avinu has a din of Yisrael or not, and Legabi when and Legabi which dinim, he says, the Gemara says in Bechairus, a goy doesn't have Kenyan Chazok, only a Yid. Is Raya that he has a din of a Yid. Freg Rabbi Kiveger, Rabbi Kiveger in Gilian Ha.
Shas.
Not Gilian Ha Shas, Gilian Ha Prussians Drachim. Gilian Sacha means the.
The notes.
The notes on the side. So Rabbi Kiveger wrote notes on the Shas. He also wrote notes on his copy of the Prussian Drachim, which we have. You know, there was a Yid that came for Askama. He wrote Gilyonis on the Shas, but he wanted Askama from a big rough. The guy looked at it and he saw that a snish some zach. He said, he wanted a compliment. He says, Korig Lamis! Korig Lamis. The Emis, the Toys is Emis. Korig Lamis! Fred Rabbi Kiveger! Fred Rabbi Kiveger, according to the Prussian Drachim himself! Avraham Avinu doesn't have a din of a yid until he's mal himself. How can you say that he was able to be kind with Kinyan Chazaka? This is beforehand. As I expect to be clear that there's a steer in the Prussian Drachim. There's a very big sugir of the Mulchamis, Groysa Mulchamis, the Arba Malachim Keneged, the Chamisha Malachim. Avraham Avinu suddenly finds himself in the midst of this Mulchama. Why should he be involved in this bloodstained war and sand not interesting him? They weren't in Normandy anyways. The Pshat is because he has a nephew he has to take care of. Okay? The oil of Ephraim. The Kliokar has a sefer Eilus Ephraim. He says a beautiful drush. He says the Mulchama of the four against the five, the goof of a person is based on four yesoidos. Offer Eish Mayim and Ruach. The Nshama has five chalokim.
Naranchai,
Nefesh Ruach, Nshama, Chai. There's a constant battle between the four against the five. But that's only till 12 years old. In the 13th year, the kid becomes bar mitzvah. Then the Yetzer Tov comes in. Now is his opportunity to win over that the Chamisha Chalokim of the Naran Chai should win over on the four Malachim. As I used to a whole concept of Derev Drash. But anyways, Avram finds himself in the midst of this war. He has to come save a light. And the Pasuk says, Vayicholak Aleim HaLaila, which was Leil Pesach, it was Chatzois Laila, Avada. Avram Avinu comes with his Shmoina Osiru Shloi Shmeos, Yelidei Beisa, 318 of his Bnei Bais. Rashi says, Eliezer, Gematria, 318. Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, he was very, very into Gematrius, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld. So he was always loichen, he was a big kanoi against the, this is before the Medina, but he was against the Rishoyim. And but he always used to say Gematrius. So he said, Levosim with Gematrius, he says, you don't understand. You think I can't beat them with Gematrius? Avraham Avinu with one Gematria, it says he has 318 soldiers. It's really not, it's Eliezer. Of him at the Koyach of Der Gematri, 318, yes, 318 is able to win. What's the aside of 318? 318 is Siach. Siach is Tfilo. The Siach is Tfilo with the Koyach of Tfilo. Avram without the Hay is 243, plus Betochen. Betochen is 75, 318. Avram with Betochen gets the Siach. But it's much more than that. It's Mabel. The Gemara says in Sukkah, Ha'isaf, that it was above a Maisa that they stole her Sukkah. And she's complaining to Rav Nachman, the Reish Galusa, she wants her money back. They say, no, we already built the sukkah. Maybe we'll pay you money, but you were miyayish already. Takonis meirish. A whole sukkah in sukkah samach aleph. Ahi safta. She starts screaming over there. Lamanav. Lamanav in sukkah. So.
Samach aleph.
Samach aleph.
No, samach aleph. That's what I said. We're talking samach aleph.
Avraham Avinu's Masech Tavoy Dezora had 400 broken. So the Gemara when it says, Rav Nachman said, Pisa Hido, because she was complaining, she says, I'm an enacle of Avraham Avinu that had 318 soldiers. What's she saying? What's her point? So the Pshat is up to Tzadik. Yish is 317. She's saying, they were saying, we don't have to pay you the money, you'll be Yayish already. Maybe. Yish. She said, Yish. Yish to be 17. I'm 3'8 and I'm above Yish. Ain't Yish. I'm not holding by Yish. What? No, I. not with Yish. Pump maybe Yish. Where's the Rav Tzadik? Divrei Soy from Ois Tezayin. Akoponim, the Kloisenberg Rebbe, this I can't tell you what it is, but an Imre Shefer, they give out every week shtiklach from the Kloisenberg Rebbe, Zech Tzad, the Kodesh Lavrocha. He says, the Moirit Gazach, he says, this lady, she was complaining about 318, so he said, this Torah is Sukkos, Lil Sukkos, Tov Shalom Ches. He said, Herzu, they were saying, Takonis Meirish, we don't have to pay you back. So the Emes says, after him, he says, Avram Avinu didn't take money from Sedoim. He says, why not? Sedoim wants to pay him after the war. Why didn't he take the money? We spoke before already, Ipshat. So the Kloisenberg Rebbe brings, he says, there's a machlokes between two of his Zaydis. There's the Yismach Moshe and the Tzenzenes Menachem. He brings. The Yismach Moshe said, it's because Be'emes was Lefnim Shuras Adin. Be'emes, he could have taken the money. He could have taken the money. But it's Lefnim Shuras Adin. He didn't want to take the money. That's the Yismach Moshe. He says, there's another Pshat. He didn't take money because he didn't want to be Nene from Mais and Nisim. He didn't want to take because it was a big nace that they won the war just with Eliezer. He didn't want to be Nana from Meissenis. Dr. Kloisenberg Rebbe says like this. He says, if it was 318 soldiers, bombardic soldiers, that's not an ace. That's already, see? But if it was Mamsh an ace, just Eliezer, then it's an ace. So this lady was saying, the Safta, she was saying, the Elta Zayda Avram was Taka 318 soldiers. So it wasn't an ace. It was really 318 soldiers. So why didn't Avram take the money? What's the other pshat? Lefnim Meshuras Adin. So you guys also, I know it's Takonas Meirish, but you should return the wood of the Sukkah Lefnim Meshuras Adin. Because it wasn't Nace, it was 318 soldiers. How does the Shkin that a page later in the next Torah that he said that same night, that it's a Machloikas if Sukkah Mamish or Anani covered, and he says Sukkah Mamish means because it means when they fought the war against Sichon and Oig, and he says it was Mamish and Nace because there was only 318 soldiers in the sukkahs, and still they won the war as a riot. You have to have betochen, and therefore, what are you telling me? I should have betochen the whole thing. How it's a stira, okay? It's a stira. Umalki tzedek melech shalom hoytzi lechem v'yayin v'koyin lekel el yoyin. This is Shem ben Noach. He was a koyin. He was a ben Noach, but he was Shem ben Noach. Why wasn't Noach makriv? Why wasn't Noach the koyin? The Medrash says Rashi brings Noach what? Yeah, Noach had a mum. Yeah, Noach got a mum in the teva, so he couldn't be marked with Hishe Nochosh. So Shem was the kohen.
I thought it was the Ari.
It says no.
By Noach.
Don't say Nochosh. It says in the Chumash. Upon him, Malki Tzedek. It doesn't say it. It says, Ramaz loy al hanesochim v'al hamenochas. He brought lechem v'yayin as a remes for the nesochim and the yayin, and that's going to be later by karbonis. Why not karbonis? Why not karbonis?
Didn't matter me yet by Noach.
He won't matter me, but can we karbon oil?
That's true.
Why not makar the karbonis? So I heard a murder the kechidish. Why not makar of karbonis? Why only nesochim and yayin? So I heard a pshat like this. Past this, we learned that when Amalek wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem said, no, you killed too many people, instead, Shlomo HaMelech's going to build it. But there's a marvel to Medrash. The Medrash says, David HaMelech couldn't build the Beis HaMikdash because David HaMelech killed so many Rishoyim, and that's like being Makar of a Korban. Come on, then, the Sanhedrin. When you Makar of the Rishoyim, that's Akrova's Korban. David HaMelech had so much Korbanos that he brought, if he would build the Mikdash, it wouldn't be Necher, it wouldn't be Shaykh to be Necher. So, but that's what Shem was telling him. The Malki Tzedek, he says, Korbanos is Hashem Makar, and you killed out all the bad guys. Just now, what we need now is the Nesachim and the Yayin. You invite her? Oh, we mentioned earlier, you have at the end of the parasha, you have the Sugma Avram Avinu Prismila. Tishim v'teisha shona, ishalach nafani v'hisamim, Prismila. So we asked the Kasha already, why did Avram Avinu not mal himself beforehand? He kept the whole Torah. So the Marsha says, he only started keeping the mitzvahs after the bris milah, so that is perfect for the mahalach. We had brahms, we had steers. But lo yitzur, you want to shtel this kasha, nochamo, assuming that he already kept the mitzvahs at age 48. So why didn't he do a bris milah? So you could say, the Mizrahi says, the rain, because God la mitzvah v'oisa v'mish eina mitzvah v'oisa. Now that any other mitzvah, Avraham Avinu can do multiple times. But bris milah was only once. Assuming... What? Yeah, but not the real thing. And assuming either that he knew that he's going to be in Stav al-Milah, I mean, if he knew the whole Torah, he knew that also. Or even he knew the Stikl Torah also. But even if not, even maybe the suffix that maybe he's going to be in Stava is a cause to wait, and maybe Chaperayim, the God of Lametzav of Oyster. And that's why he didn't do Bris Milah on himself.
How do you do a Bris without a
Tzim? How do you do anything without a Tzim? How do you eat Matzah if they didn't go out of Mitzrayim yet?
A Bris.
That's another Teretz. Yes, there is a Mahalat that since Milah is a Bris, it's not Shayach a Bris only between two Tzodim, and therefore until they get the Tzim, you can't do it. There's another Mahalat that Skarov says, Bris means you're Mesalik the Orlo. Right? There's Orlo, the Mokam HaMilo over there is Orlo, and there's a Silika Orlo. Until the Rabbani Shalom was Mitzavim on Milo, it's not ours. It wouldn't be Shaykh the Mitzvah because he's not an Orlo yet. I'm sorry to say the Bris Karov, but I want to say an interesting twist. The Gemara says in the Dharm that Avraham Avinu first was Avraham of 243, and then he finally was Mesakin himself the last five Mitzvahs, the last five Avorim. Avraham Avinu is going through a process of understanding on his own Havana, from Yodeh es Bayre to Hikir es Bayre, and you know, the Medrash even says, Meheichan Lomad Avraham Avinu, Me'atzmoy Lomad. Me'atzmoy could mean he learned it on his own, he didn't have a Rebbe, yeah? But no, Me'atzmoy, from his Atzmius. So he's slowly understanding the mitzvahs. We know every one of the Ramach mitzvahs is connected to one of the Avorim. You know which mitzvah Avraham Avinu didn't have a Musagin? Bris Milah. Because which Aver is connected Bris Milah? The Mokam HaMilah. Stop. And that was Orel. So he wasn't able to understand it. He's slowly processing and creating himself as the Mohel. Until then, he doesn't have a Musag in it yet. On a more technical life, and it's a very interesting shot, Rabbi Shmuel Diskin says an interesting shot. First he says, Avraham Avinu couldn't mount himself before, because there was no Moil. Who was going to be the Moil? What?
Malki Tzedek.
Some say Malki Tzedek could be the Moil. Why is he able to be a Moil? Because he was Noilat Mohel. But technically, see, the Gemara says in the Zohar Daf Chaf Zayin, only someone who's Mohel could be a Moihel. So who's going to be Avraham Avinu's Moihel? You have to be Mohel. The Mishnah says in the Dorim Daf Lamed Aleph that a guy that's Mohel doesn't have a din of Mohel, and a yid that's not Mohel does, Beseder, but that's afterwards. We're holding before now, by Avraham. And who is going to be the Moil? So the Emes says, who was his Moil anyways? So either it was Malki Tzedek, or there's a Pshat V'choros Imoi HaBris, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. But, you could say, I'm sure that this can have a Pshat that Avraham Avinu was Mal himself. How is he Mal himself? Boin Kachas, not Gita, Gita the other Boin Kachas. Zot Rabbi Shmuel Lev Diskin Amor V'Dikichap. To do Milo, the Mishnah says in Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Vav, Mol V'Loi Torah, Kilu Loi Mol. So technically, a good, Stam, who wants to be Magaya, could mal himself or not? Boin Kachas, why not? The answer why not is because there's two stages, Mila and Priya. And it's two stages, and it's not considered Mol until you do stage two. And if a goy attempting to be Magai was going to mal himself, he's not Mohel, he's not a Moihel, he's not Jewish until he has the pri also, and therefore there will not be a boyim ka'achas by a goy who wants to be Magai. For that same reason, Avraham Avinu wasn't able to mal himself. Now, here's the chab. Avraham Avinu was mitztava on the Mila. The Rabbeinu Shlomo gave him a tzivui. This is not the bechina of Avraham Avinu kain kol Torah kula. The Eibush gave him a tzivui to do Mila. Did the Eibush give him a tzivui to do Priya? No! The Gemara says in Yevamos Havayin Aleph, Leimit Nepriya, El Bimei Yoshua. Did Avraham Avinu do Priya? Yes! Why? Frek Tosfos in Yevamos and the Ritva in Yevamos. So they say, what?
It's not followed from Erev Tov Shilon, right?
Oh! Zot Tosfos in Yevamos. So the Tosfos, Ayin Aleph. I'm amazed. He says, Avraham Avinu kept the whole Torah even Erev Tov Shilon. So he did Priya also. When did Avraham Avinu start keeping the mitzvahs? By Mila. Okay, so let's try to work this out. Before he was Nitzta there, again, but we're coming to answer now according to the Mahalat, that he's already keeping the mitzvahs from age 48. So let's flow with that. He's doing all the mitzvahs. 48, he's doing the mitzvahs. Fine. He says to him, okay, I should do Mila. He says, slight problem. Mila, I'm not mitzvah in. Priya, I'm not mitzvah in. Both. I don't have a moil. But Vasacha's not going to work. But when he got the tzivoy on Mila, and he did not get the tzivoy on Priya yet, so he was mal himself, boim kachas, nitzav of the mitzvahs, did Priya also because he kept the whole Torah and everything works out. But he couldn't do that before. You got it?
For the tzivoy, you mean?
For the tzivoy.
For the tzivoy.
He did keep the whole Torah then.
No, I'm going, he did. He kept the whole Torah from age 48. Every mitzvah, no, only me, he couldn't, because of a technicality. No, but again, if you go with the Mahalat that he kept it from 48, no one's arguing that he did Mila at 99. That means he kept mitzvahs before being mal. I mean, anyways, if you never are, not like that Marsha. He was doing all the Tariq mitzvahs, Shalach Manas, Purim, Chanukah candles, everything from 48. I wasn't mal, I'm giving a teretz. It's better to it, but I'm giving a teretz because there was no moil available. To do a Brian Ka'achas is a two-stage thing that you can't pull off. But now he got a Tzivu and Mila. So he did the Tzivu and Mila, Tzivu. Well, I don't even have to add that. I'm sorry, that's what you meant. But I added a little rap for the mill. So now we can do Priya as well. The Medrash says, and the Pirkei of the Belazar says, that the Bris Mila of Avraham Avinu was on Yom Kippur. Why did he do it on Yom Kippur? Pashtus, because the Rebbe Shimon came to him that day, told him to do it. Why should he procrastinate? Why wait till the next day? Problem! It's Yom Kippur. Mila is Dais Yom Kippur.
It's Shalom Bismana.
It's Mila Shalom Bismana. Mila Shalom Bismana. Because he's 100 years old, he's not 8 days old. The Mila Bismana doesn't mean 8 days old, it means the day that you mitzvah. Since that was the day of mitzvah, it's called Bismana?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought of that for it, but the Marshon, the Flamin in the Dorim says that the Gemara says, Gedoyla Mila Shele Nikra Avram Avinu Tomim Hachanimo, Frek the Marshon, what's the grace of Lik Nikra Tomim? He says, the Chiddush was that even though it was a Mila Shele Bismana, it was called Tomim. So the Marshon's Kzas Menduik, that it was a Mila Shele Bismana. So one second, it's Yom Kippur. It's Yom Kippur. He got a Tzivoy. He did the Mila. So why did he do the Mila? So if you say he wasn't keeping Yom Kippur from age 48, he wasn't doing the mitzvahs yet, so it wasn't Yom Kippur yet. It only became Yom Kippur after he did the Mila. But if he was already keeping all the mitzvahs before, so how did he do it on Yom Kippur? No, Fakert, Shvet. No, Mashal is Tosin, yeah. But on the Tzad, no, but on the Tzad, Fakert, I'm asking on the Tzad that he's... On the Tzad that he was keeping mitzvahs from before, so it was already Yom Kippur, he's been keeping Yom Kippur already for 51 years since age 48, suddenly he gets a tzivu to do Mila, but it's Yom Kippur, wait till tomorrow! The Teretz is postured. If you have a tzivu in the first from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, that's about the more powerful than a Yom Kippur that you're only doing because of an Indian of Avraham Avinu Kain called Teretz Kula. Avada, I accept that, but why did he do Priya?
William, why didn't
why
Priya?
Did he do Priya on Yom Kippur? Priya is a malacha?
It's part of the Maisa Mila.
No, so that's only for Kain called Teretz Kula. But the tzivu you must have to do Mila by itself.
No, but it's automatically, now they have a tzivu right now, now the part of the tzivu Mila is also completely Priya.
No, Priya was only in the times of Yeshua. The tzivu the head, there wasn't no Priya. Like, not the Priya, it was made Yeshua.
Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have a Priya.
Moshe Rabbeinu
was another little mal.
No, because the everyone from Avram already was doing the
Priya.
Okay, it's Shveit, I want to have one other thing. The Medrash says, the Sfasemis brings a Medrash, the Medrash says, the Sfasemis brings a fascinating Medrash. Omer Avram LaKodesh Baruch Hu, by the Tzivu, the Eberste gave him a Tzivu, Yom Kippur. Omer Avram LaKodesh Baruch Hu, Im Chavad Hi Amil Olam Olay Nitnu Adam Arishan. Why Taka didn't you give Bris Mila to Adam Arishan already? As I forgot.
It was also Nelad Humal.
So Avram Avinu was Adam Arishan, was Nelad Humal. But the Pshat is like this, Adam Arishan was Noilad with the Or. The Or wasn't Nignaz yet. Where was the Eberste going as the Or? Latcher, this is getting a little bit, we're going to do a big sorrow. The Or is Gonus in Tachas, the Mokam of the Mila, meaning when a person is Mesir, the Or, that's how he's able to find the Or. Nefesh, Shana, and Oilam. In Nefesh, the Bris Mila is Hasoras HaOrla. In Shana, meaning in Zman, in the realm of time, where is the Or? Shabbos Kodesh. In Mokai, it's a Migdash. But on Guf and Nefesh, where is it? By the Mokam Amila. Other Rishon didn't need Mila, but Avraham Avinu now, that's the three Oisos. What's the three Oisos of Bris? Shabbos, Bris. Well, we don't have Beis HaMikdash, so Tfilin is the Mokam that. And that's a separate Hezber for that. But that's the three Oisos. That's what we're able to still to Brisa Yishalom Ramavino. Good.